Impoverished and crime-ridden are descriptives that first come to mind for many who consider Camden, New Jersey, and beleaguered is an adjective often linked with the Camden School District. Entrusted with the task of turning that around is the recently appointed superintendent for the Camden Public School District, Payman Ruhanifard. Mr. Ruhanifard, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Your plan was developed after immersing yourself in the district school community this fall, parents, teachers, administrators, students. How are you going to prioritize that plan?
Our plan leads with safety. Right now, half of our elementary school students, according to a survey that we did, are telling us they don't feel safe in hallways and bathrooms. 80% of our middle and high school students don't feel safe going to and from school. So we've put some initiatives in place already. We created a new Safe Corridors program with our Camden County Police Department, but we also outlined many other initiatives to kind of take our school safety work to the next level.
Too early to determine at this juncture whether that plan has paid dividends in terms of better attendance records, for example?
Attendance is a big concern for us. So right now, 22% of our students are chronically absent. Chronically absent is defined as missing 10% or more of the school year. And that's almost a month of school our students are missing. So clearly, if our schools are safer, have a more nurturing learning environment, if our kids feel safer walking to and from school, we expect the attendance rates to go up. But these are early initiatives. I've been on the job 5 months. But we've put many of these initiatives already in place, and we're very hopeful that the rest of the plan will be implemented by June of next school year.
We are talking on yet another frigid day, and I understand that cold took a very specific toll on Camden High School.
It did. It did. And on our central office building. But yeah, in Camden High School specifically, the AC in one of the libraries froze. It then thawed. This is all over the winter holiday. It then leaked and flooded three classrooms underneath it. And that's just the latest incident. I mean, it's one issue after another there. Those kids deserve better. I mean, that building's been in a deplorable state for a long time. We sat down with the head of the School Development Authority yesterday, Charles McKenna. He was just recently appointed by the governor. And we're advocating vigorously that the state provides us the funding that we know our students deserve.
The per pupil funding at Camden is relatively high, certainly much higher than, say, the Philadelphia schools and even many suburban districts, more than $20,000 per student, yet those students aren't getting a bang for that buck. Where do you look to turn that around?
I mean, it is a really critical question for us. You're exactly right. We're approximately $23,000 per pupil. It's almost double Philadelphia and one of the highest funding rates in the country. We need to streamline the central office, but it's complicated, right, because we're under-resourced in other areas. So we need to actually build up certain teams and certain units that to create a central office that's aligned to the plan that we want to implement. And then to your point, we're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And this isn't the most glamorous, the most fun part of my job, but it's the reality of the world we live in.
It arguably took years, decades, perhaps generations for the neglect and worse to bring Camden School District to the point where you are inheriting it in a sense now. Do you anticipate pressures being put upon you for the inability to quickly turn that around?
I think yes, but I also think that that's a good problem to have. There should be pressure on us. We should move with a sense of urgency. But at the same time, we need to be thoughtful about the community dialogue and ensuring that we're being transparent and communicative. But it's not to say that having a seat at the table means that ultimately you as one person are going to make a single decision, right? So we just want to make sure that we're hearing all the various inputs and all the various opinions and build a plan that's aligned to what the community wants and needs. And that's really tricky. Like, we can't please every last person. And that's, yeah, hardest part of my job.
Payman Ruhanifard, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Payman Ruhanifard is the superintendent for the Camden Public School District. He joins us on Newsworks Tonight.